Don't see the changes going on in people when you're standing up close. This wasn't the Raven I'd first met, before his ego and misadventure had gotten his soul trapped among the shadow evils of the Barrowland, before its cleansing. He had returned from the prison of the heart dramatically altered. Hell, he wasn't even the same man who had spent all his time drunk on his ass and ore, neither. I had kind of mixed feelings. I'd admired and liked and gotten along pretty good with the old Raven. Maybe I would again, once he got through his transition. I did not know what to say to him, though I was sure he wanted a response. His knack for befuddling me never changed. So did you figure out how to work it? I have an unsettling premonition, Case. I'm almost paralyzed by a dread that I'm about to find out if I've learned anything. He stared at the piece of wind whale. I checked it, guessed it was about 2 miles away and 500 feet up. The breeze was bringing it to us. We're gonna chase it back into the hills if it carries that far? You tell me, Case. This was your idea. He paused to whisper to his horse. The animals were not excited about hiking around at night either, even if they didn't have to carry anybody. Flame mushroomed out of the wind whale. Before the roar of the explosion reached us, I said, "We're not going to have to worry about climbing any hills." The wind whale came down fast, turning end for end. When it was about 200 feet off the ground, some chunks fell off and it stopped coming down so fast. I had a pretty good idea where it would hit. We hurried toward the spot. Then what was left nosed down, sped up, and hit the ground about a mile away. It bounced back into the air, maybe 100 feet high. It kept coming, straight at us now. At the peak of its bounce, it exploded again. It bounced 2 more times before it stayed down and just slid to a stop. "Be careful," Raven said. "There might be more explosions." Fire still burned on the wind whale. Somewhere inside it was making a noise like somebody beating on the granddaddy of all bass drums. I said, "It ain't dead yet. Look there." The end of a tentacle lay just a couple yards from me. It was jumping around like a snake with a toothache. Let's hobble the horses. Excited all to hell, Raven was. Like he spent his whole life hanging around wind whales so close he could smell their bad breath. And this one had that all over. I caught something in the firelight. "Hey! There's people up on top of that sucker." There had to be. Where? "There. Right over that black patch." I pointed. Some guys up there were hauling around on something. Raven looked. "Looks like somebody trying to get somebody else out from under something. Let's get up there and give them a hand." I left my horse unhobbled. Raven grinned at me. "The exuberant folly of youth. Where does it go?" I started climbing a blubbery, stinky cliff. He went looking for a bush to